Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Ihtiqaril Muslimin, the chapter on the prohibition of ridiculing Muslims. So what this chapter is relating to or referring to is a person thinks and he considers himself to be superior to another Muslim because of what, of multiple reasons. Either the other person that he's looking at, he maybe have a lesser status as far as his lineage is concerned. He may have a lesser status as far as his wealth is concerned. He may have a lesser status as far as his beauty is concerned. So he may have a lesser status as far as the fact that his ibadat is concerned. So one Muslim is looking at another person and considering him to be inferior. So this chapter is not speaking about a person considering a sin not to be a sin. There's a very big difference, and this is where a lot of people get mixed up. A sin will always be a sin. For example, if a Muslim is drinking, now to consider that drinking as a sin, a person should be considering that as a sin. However, he must not consider himself to be superior to another person, because at the end of the day, at the time of mort, he doesn't know what condition this person will pass away. Yes, the action is wrong, and a person should hate another person for the sake of Allah. He should love a person for the sake of Allah. It's not because of some type of worldly benefit that he loves a person, and because of some type of worldly disagreement that he hates a person. But for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, if somebody is doing good, a person loves him for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Somebody is doing wrong, a person hates the sin, and at times a person now will hate the sinner also because of that action. And when that sinner gives up that action, now he loves the sinner. In other words, that person no longer is a sinner now, he loves this person because he has given up that sin. So this is a distinction that is drawn. One is a prohibition of looking down or considering a person to be inferior for no other reason. A person just considers a person to be inferior and he considers himself to be superior. So this is what this chapter is speaking about, is that we shouldn't consider anybody to be inferior. We don't know what our condition will be. But when a person keeps this in mind, it doesn't mean that the person should not do nahi anil munkar, stop those things that are evil. This is a very, very important part of our deen. If something is wrong, it's wrong. That's a different issue. But to consider oneself better than another person, this is another issue. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. Don't ever consider ourselves better than anybody. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. In Surah Hujurat, Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, men should not mock other men. Perchance they may be better than them. Neither should any woman mock another woman. Perchance they may be better than them. Never find fault nor defame each other, and do not call each other names. Do not call each other names. This is names that a person doesn't like, a person comes to know of it, a person hears it, a person generally doesn't like those names to be called, and now we're giving each other those names, those titles that a person doesn't like. This is what this ayat is speaking about. Never find fault nor defame each other, and do not call each other names. Otherwise, every person has got a name. We should call them their name. Hear what it's speaking about. Something that a person doesn't like. Thereafter the ayat goes on to say that sin after iman is indeed evil. Look at the beautiful, beautiful balance that the ayat is teaching us. One is we don't mock another person, we don't find fault in another person, we don't call other people names. And thereafter he's saying that sin after iman is indeed evil. In other words, sin, this by not mocking, etc., doesn't mean that anybody can continue with sin. Why? Nobody's going to mock me, nobody's going to tell me anything, nobody's going to say anything. No, Allah Ta'ala is clarifying it very beautifully, that sin after bi'salismul fusuq ba'd al iman, sin after iman is very, very evil. Indeed, it is evil. Those who do not repent are indeed oppressors. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. So therefore, don't think that you can continue with your sin. If you are in this category, that you do not make tawbah after committing a guna, then indeed you are oppressing. You are an oppressor. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ in Surah Hud لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ الْلُمَزَةِ. Allah Ta'ala says, destruction be for every person who searches faults and who mocks. in Surah Humazah, the first ayat, there's وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, destruction be for every person who searches for faults and who mocks. Allah Ta'ala save us and Allah Ta'ala protect us. We do one hadith and then we'll terminate. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم, رواه مسلم وقد سبق قريبا بطوله. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is sufficient as an evil for a person to ridicule his Muslim brother. A person ridicules him, he taunts him and he mocks at him. This we should not do. What we should do is we should advise, we shouldn't despise. Advise the person. Now here he's speaking about the general public. General public, we should advise and give the person advice, shouldn't mock at him and shouldn't ridicule him. Again, we find that one who condemns, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one who condemns his brother due to any sin, then he will not pass away until he performs the same very sin. So again, keep this in mind, otherwise what will happen is we will all keep quiet, we won't say anything about any sin. What this is explaining, that is when a person sees a sin, then he makes an effort to correct the sin, he makes an effort to change the sin. Here he's speaking, a person is committing personal sins, in his own personal capacity somebody is committing sins, don't ridicule the person. It's why he's committing it in his personal capacity. Where a person is committing sins and he's encouraging sins and he's promoting sins, that is a completely different situation. Now we can't say don't ridicule or don't speak out or don't say anything against that person, because now what we'll be doing a disservice to Islam and a disservice to Deen. Yes, we a person in his individual capacity is committing guna, make dua for him, advise him, encourage him, be a means of taking him out of his guna, be a means and a source of taking a person from darkness into light. This is something that is very, very meritorious. Wake up in the night in tahajjud, make dua for him, make dua for ourselves. These are all things that we should be doing. But what this chapter is teaching us is don't ever consider ourselves to be better than any person. We don't know what condition he will pass away. We don't know what condition we will pass away. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.